Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where you can find my newsletter, my electronic newsletter. It's been right there for more than 14 years. And also, don't forget to check out the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. And that website is ageofthecustomer.com. So you can find out more about what I mean by the age of the customer and why you should care. And you can do that even without buying the book, but I hope you will because I think you'll like it. Rob Grady is here. Robert Grady is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. You know what that means, folks? That means the first two were really good. They had to come out with another one. And it's updated. It's new, updated. And Rob, give us the website. Tell us how they can find the book.
You can get the book at robertgrady.com or Amazon or Barnes & Noble, any of the major websites.
And that's G-R-E-D-E.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Yeah, G-R-E-D-E.
Still kind of funny, G-R-E-D-E.
And pronounced Grady. All right, so Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We were just talking about print versus digital and whether you should go print or whether you should go digital. You know, in some cases, Rob, it's not either or, it's both and.
Yes, it is. I was what prompted this question in my mind, Jim, was a lunch I had earlier this week with a rep from a trade magazine. And my question to her was, should my client advertise in your online version or in your hard copy version? And that opened up a hornet's nest of discussion about who reads what and how much they peruse the articles and whether or not. Here's another issue. When you read a magazine, a hard copy magazine, you're paging through, you're reading an article, and while you're reading that article, the ad is on the side of the page or on the opposite page. Whereas in online advertising, the ad might be over in the margins. You may or may not even see it. You have to click on it to get all the information
right.
You want. So
right.
There was a big discussion on what kind of click-through rates you get and whether or not advertising in this particular magazine, and this is a trade magazine, a B2B type trade magazine, and it really, my conclusion was that it made more sense for my client to advertise in the hard copy, and I know it goes against a whole lot of the what the digital world is where the digital world is moving, but I got to tell you, the statistics don't follow through as far as digital advertising. My conclusion, at least for B2B, Jim, was that you've really got to be in the hard copy versions, and that's
I wonder if that's a sensitizing thing, meaning that you know some generations are used to reading a publication, and part of that experience is reading a physical publication. Part of that experience is the ads. You see the pretty pictures, and you look and you read about it. Even if you're not interested in it, you look at it just because it's. We've gotten used to doing that, whereas on a website, we've gotten to the point where we focus on the content, and everything else is you know not really something that attracts us usually. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, Jim. One of the big issues is the difference between readers and skimmers.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking for, most people go to trade magazines to learn about new products or new services in an industry. And typically what they'll do is go to that e-version and just skim it and see if there's articles about that. They're not looking at the ads. Whereas when you have hard copy in your hands and you're sitting at your desk or you're at your home or whatever, wherever you're going to be reading it, you actually have that in your fingers. And there's a tactile response to looking at an ad and the feeling of the pages and whatnot. It makes you want to really peruse the magazine in far more depth.
Right.
And the retention is therefore much greater as well. So I'm still a firm believer in print media. I've got to tell you, all the research that I've read tells me that particularly in the B2B sector, print is the way to go.
I think the type of content makes a difference too, Rob, because especially if it's content that is not news, In other words, if you think about it, how often do you read a newspaper and before long you realize you're on page six and you haven't read anything because you've already seen online what most of what's in the newspaper. You see what I mean? In other words, it needs to be something that they wouldn't be likely to get an hour before online. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think it's the difference between CNN headline news and CNN regular, in-depth stories. If you want to learn more about a particular issue, you're going to read the hard copy.
I mean, look at what happened to what's happening to newspapers these days.
Mm-hmm.
Magazines.
We call it the USA Today syndrome. All of the stories are four paragraphs or less.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at what happened to the Denver Post is now an electronic publication.
As far as I know,
it's not even printed.
Yep, it's much cheaper that way.
And yeah.
You know, I wanted to mention a couple of statistics that I think I shared with you via email.
Rob, I tell you what, we've run out of time. Will you come back? I have the statistics in front of me. I think we can turn that into an entire interview because there's so much there. Will you come back soon and let's talk about that?
I sure will.
All right. I need your website, please.
Okay, it's Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com.
And the book is called Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Jim, always good talking to you.
Rob Grady, we'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Worry the bottle, mama. It's great.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.